Negative contact, WRXE-45. Mobile is monitoring.
Hey, Marty. WRKU-327 West here.
What's up, Wes?
Yeah, long time no talk. How you been?
Good, good. Busy as ever, you know.
Driving? I hear you're driving now. You said mobile, but for a living?
Oh, no, I'm the fleet manager over at, up at the Ready Ride.
Oh, okay, okay. I don't know why. I imagined you were out doing the, you know, doing the good care that you guys give.
Yeah, once upon a time did. I think that's been like 18 months ago before I took over managing the fleet.
Well, maybe it was 18 months ago that we talked.
That too is probably about right.
I think the last time I laid eyes on you was at the Area 61, maybe.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I remember.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Anyway, I was just hearing you out there. I thought, oh, there's a familiar voice. And I hope you're doing good. And sounds like you are. I'm just here at the shack. My little radio station is kind of in my kitchen. On small houses, the kitchen kind of extends into the what you used to call a mudroom, where the back entrance where the washer and dryer are, and that's kind of where that's where my shack is.
Oh, man. Very cool. Hey, how did your whole hand surgery thing turn out?
Oh, good question. I went over to Medford, had that done. The recovery was kind of brutal. It took about a month before my hand kind of felt halfway normal. It was all bandaged up like mad for a couple weeks. I was approved to get both of them, right hand and left hand, done because they both were having a pretty severe carpal tunnel, you know, nerve impingement kind of thing. And after it was a brutal enough surgery that I didn't want to go back for the left hand. And then my left hand apparently got the memo and said, hey, don't do that to me. And it started feeling better. So I only did the one hand, but it's okay. It's the symptoms, which were, you know, tingling and pain and weird stuff, that's pretty much gone. So I guess it was a success, but not a success enough to allow that to be done on the other hand. Go ahead.